So why are drugs so much cheaper in Canada? And will opening the border really make U.S. prices lower? NPR's Julie Rovner has this report.
Those for and against making it easier for Americans to buy drugs from Canada agree on this. Prices at pharmacies at our neighbors to the north are lower, often much lower. At a congressional town hall meeting in Indianapolis earlier this month, Elmer Blankenship of the Indiana Alliance for Retired Americans described the reactions of some of the seniors who rode a bus across the border to buy their medicines.
We had people crying because they got so much more in Canada. One lady who lives in Speedway cried on the bus and she said, "Elmer, I pay $711 for my one prescription." But she said in Canada, she got 3 months, $693.
The drug industry says it's no mystery why drugs are so much cheaper in Canada. Jeff Truitt is a spokesman for the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America.
To put it bluntly, prices are artificially low in Canada.
That's due to two separate layers of price controls.
You've got the federal price control structure that is basically set and monitored by the Patented Medicines Price Review Board. And then you've got each individual province setting prices and engaging in price controlling as well.
Truitt says those price controls have resulted in Canadians getting new drugs much later than Americans and have all but put the Canadian pharmaceutical industry out of business. The prices allowed just aren't high enough, he says, to offset the cost of research and development or to account for the discoveries that don't pan out.
For every 5 potential medicines that go into human clinical testing, very costly human clinical testing, only one comes out and is ultimately approved to go onto the market.
But others have a different view of why prices are lower in Canada. Stephen Schondelmeyer is a professor of pharmacy at the University of Minnesota and one of the nation's leading researchers on drug prices. He says the drug industry overstates the effect of Canada's price controls.
We've actually controlled more prices in the U.S. than Canada does. Through our Medicaid rebate program, every drug on the market in Medicaid, which is about 15% of the market, has its prices controlled.
In fact, Medicaid, the government health program for the poor, spends more on drugs than all of Canada does. Schondelmeyer says the primary reason drugs cost less in Canada is that the drug industry agrees to sell them for less, because Canadians in general earn less than their American counterparts.
If the average income in Canada is 30% less than it is in the U.S., then they'll price about 30% less in Canada for the same basic drugs.
On the other hand, there are also reasons drugs cost more in the United States. Schondelmeyer says one is that drug companies spend more on advertising, marketing, and administration here than in other countries, and they build that into their U.S. prices. The U.S., he says, is the only major industrialized country that even allows drug makers to advertise directly to consumers.
Unfortunately for the citizen in America, you know, you can't go into the pharmacy and say, "I would like that without advertising, please," and get a lower price. But you can go to Canada and say, "I would like the same drug without advertising," and it costs less.
And it could be a lot less. Back at the town hall meeting in Indianapolis, Minnesota Republican Congressman Gil Gutnecht said that using Schondelmeyer's calculations that U.S. drug spending this year will top $200 billion, Americans could save as much as 35% on drugs if they could get Canadian prices.
35% of $200 billion is $70 billion. Even in Washington, that's a lot of money.
But whether the U.S. can capture those savings by opening the border remains a highly open question. Many economists predict that if too many drugs start moving back from Canada to the U.S., drug makers will simply start selling Canada fewer drugs, and then citizens in both countries could suffer. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.